Okay, I'm here with Cynthia Lopez, and today we're going to be conducting an oral history regarding her experience so far during this pandemic. This is for the COVID-19 Digital Archive, which is an online repository documenting the individual experience. This will be a part of the St. Mary's Cover Your Fangs project. So Cindy, I want to thank you for being here with me.
You're welcome.
So, just a general question, how has your experience been at work since this all kind of kicked off?
Well, I was confused at first because I know it happened in March. I won't forget, March 24th of this year, 2020. And it happened abruptly. It was almost time to go home. It was about 4 o'clock. I have no internet at home. My only internet connection is here through work. So I kind of panicked. So then thank God that they gave me a break and gave me time to connect my internet. Mm-hmm. And I got it going. And I struggled a little bit, especially with the Zoom, little Zoom meetings. Mm-hmm. So, but I managed to go over friends, one of the staff workers that works with us, co-worker, Cynthia, and I was there. I was able to be there at the meeting as well. And it affected me mentally because I had to struggle to go get a ride. Plus, I didn't have a vehicle, so mentally it affected me because I needed transportation. Mm-hmm. But eventually I was able to find the transportation, then to come up with the money to pay the cable. Mm-hmm. So everything was like really fast, and it needed to be done. It was important because it was part of my job, and I didn't want it to affect my work. Mm-hmm. But my supervisor and the director were very helpful and patient with me. So other than that, and then struggling Monday through Friday, thinking about my work schedule at home, mm-hmm. was taking a load on me as well, because I panicked thinking that I couldn't do some of the work, because I thought maybe I would need a physical body being there, meaning like either my coworker, in case I had a question, or how to get a hold of my supervisor in case I got stuck somewhere. Mm-hmm. But eventually that pulled through as well. And then I struggled with my family because I'm the only person with transportation, and then my vehicle broke down within this.
When it all happened,
yeah. And I was like stuck at home. Thank God I didn't have to drive home to work, but then I didn't have a vehicle to get groceries, to go visit my father, to go visit my mother, who's in the nursing home, and then to run errands with my sister and my brother, who live with my dad. So mm-hmm. I had to, you know, I struggled because they don't have a vehicle. My dad's an elderly. He's going to be 90 this year in December.
Wow.
And my mother is going to be 89. In January of next year.
And go ahead, sorry.
So yeah, it took a toll on me emotionally, and not so much physically, but I've struggled before to where I know how to cope with it. Mm-hmm. And I think the good thing about it was that I was able to get a moment to myself being at home and trying to figure out how to figure out to live within this problem that's mm-hmm. happening in the world, because I wasn't the only one. My neighbors were affected by it as well, mm-hmm. you know, and some of my coworkers as well. You know, I heard some of their stories, so it was a together thing. So, mm-hmm. And now we're in October, and some of the people have coped with it, and mm-hmm. I've coped with it already, so I don't struggle mentally. Mm-hmm. It hasn't affected me that bad. So,
yeah.
But at first it was a shocker. It was like a delight.
And you bring up a very valid point, kind of just coping, I think is a big thing that a lot of people don't know how to do. So I think that's, you bring up a really important point. Now, I just want to ask, when was the last time you were able to, I guess, see your mom?
I saw my mother that day. What day was it? Does it have a date?
I think
it was in August. It was August. Mm-hmm. And I told my boyfriend, because he's the one with the vehicle, I said, take me to go see my mother. But I knew that they were not allowing people to go in.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to see her through the exit door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's glass. So what I did is I rang the bell in the front. The front desk saw me standing there. So the guy, the maintenance, I forgot his name, but he's really, really kind to my mother. And he knows who my mother is, and he knows who I am. So I waved him down, and then I said, he waved back at me, and he says, "I'll bring your mother."
Mm-hmm.
I could hear what he was saying. And I said, I'll bring your mother, but go around through the exit door. And I said, okay. So I went around, and there she was. She was already waiting for me. And I was trying to, she couldn't hear me because of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't hear her either, because she doesn't speak very loud. And so we were there just looking at each other and smiling and giving hand signs and hearts and hugs. And then we started crying.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I would go visit my mom,
mm-hmm.
I was able to
take your time.
Christine, you didn't tell me you were gonna make me cry.
I'm sorry.
I was able to hold her hand. I was able to kiss her. I was able to dance with her and tell her, "Look, Mom, YouTube, let's watch YouTube. What's your favorite song?" And she always tells me, John Lennon, the Imagine.
Really?
She loves that song. So I go, "Okay, Mom, I'm going to play it for you." And so we start holding hands, and I go, "You like him, Mom?" And she goes, "Oh, I love him. I think he's so cute." So we were watching John Lennon, and my phone's not that big, so we were both squeezing our faces to watch John Lennon sing his Imagine song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so ironic, because my mom's like, where's your dad, how come he hasn't come visit me? And I said, "Mom, dad is not a young 17 year old that you met."
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she drifts as that she still thinks that she's that age too. And then I said, "Mom, you all are older." She starts to laugh. She goes, "No, he's still cute." I go, "Mom, you haven't seen that." So, anyway, so we were there. And I miss those moments with my mother when I can't do that. And it's been since March.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, August, actually. I'm sorry. August. Because of the Corvic, the nursing homes, people were getting very sick and dying.
Really?
And that I know of. It was in August. They started shutting down the nursing home, and we couldn't go in there anymore.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until August that they really stopped.
They stopped. They let us from going in.
Wow.
And late July and early August.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have some. Dusters.
Mm-hmm.
That I need to give her, because she was lacking the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still there. They're still there waiting for her.
And there's no way for you to...
Well, I just found out 2 weeks ago, my sister called me, that they called her because she's in charge of retrieving messages from the nursing home in case
mm-hmm.
something happens that we need to know. And they're going to go ahead and start letting people visit. But they have to take the Corvic.
The test?
The test.
Mm-hmm.
And as I took it, they're distributing it there. I think that's how they're doing it. I'm not really sure because I haven't contacted them yet, so mm-hmm. I have to give them a call and find out. But we won't be able to sit with her and hug her physically. I'm not sure if there's going to be some kind of barrier mm-hmm. or gloves where we can just touch her hands, and mm-hmm. that's basically it.
Okay.
But that's still pending, and that's where I'm at right now. So, and everybody, my dad's very sad, and they miss each other. I mean, I could tell. So.
How long have your parents been together?
Oh, they got married. I remember the last time I talked to my mom. I don't remember the date, Christine, but it's over 60 years already.
Wow, that's amazing.
Or maybe 60.
60 years?
Yeah. So, yes.
Oh, to be in love.
Oh, those two are terrible.
Oh.
Teenagers, they act like teenagers.
Todavía.
My mom is she just babies my dad, and my dad gets real shy. He gets real shy. And then my mom, she teases, she goes, well, what about you? What are you going to tell me back? And my dad, I love you, Emma. I love you, Emma.
How cute.
I like your mom. So we're coping with that. It's heartbreaking because I know my mom and my dad, they're still totally in love with each other. I mean, that's ironic. I mean, you don't hear of that anymore. And the majority of my best friends and my girlfriends, their parents, I only had like a couple that were still together, and they ended up dying.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents ended up dying, and my mom and my dad are still, they're not as strong physically, but their mind is still very strong and active, and they remember a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God they don't have dementia.
Mm-hmm.
That's severe. Sometimes my mom's mind does drift because of the medication she's taking, because
mm-hmm.
she can't walk no longer. So sometimes she gets pain, but other than that, they're pretty sharp in their memory.
That's good. Okay. Cindy, well, I want to thank you again for speaking with me. I really hope you get to see your mom soon.
Oh, thank you, Christine.
I'm going to cry. Yeah, I hope they get to see each other soon.
Me too. I said, yeah. Does that cry? Cause...
No, we'll just hope for good things. But thank you again, Cindy.
Oh, you're welcome, Christine. Anytime.
All right.
Anytime.